Ahoy, everyone! You're about to listen to a sneak preview of next week's episode. Here's a tiny sample of what's to come.
But it's all good now, man. But shit, I mean, you talk about getting in shape and, you know, strengthening your back and everything, but I haven't seen you in a minute, man. You're looking good, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm sorry that it has been a long time. I don't want to, again, I don't really want to, like, reiterate too many things I've mentioned on that podcast, the one I already referenced, but I was just like a hermit for like several months. I wasn't communicating to anybody, not my friends. The only person I was really talking to was my brother, and the only thing I was doing was playing video games.
That don't sound like a bad life, though.
Well, if you're someone who, like, they've already decided, okay, I'm happiest when I'm alone and I don't do anything else except video games. Oh, what the hell is that?
Oh, no, that was a message. I sent you my phone number up in there.
Oh, wait, did you change your phone number?
No, it's still the same. I just don't know if yours is still the same.
Mine's the same. Yeah, mine's the same.
So did you get my text earlier today?
You sent me a text?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Wait. Okay, I need to type this down here.
So I'm going to see what I got. Because I randomly text people out of the blue. And I didn't get any
response. I need to get in the habit of doing that.
Yes, I do have that number. What the fuck? You avoid me?
No. I don't understand how I would not be receiving your messages. Did you text me today? Is it because you're not on my call? No, because then I would have gotten like an unrecognized number, but I still would have known it was you. And I think
you sent you a text right now.
Nothing.
See? Look.
Yeah.
Look.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm gonna go through the number again. Make sure that I didn't type it down wrong. So I could have just been texting some random person.
No, I was. Well, I can't say my phone number. I'm like, loud.
This is exactly the same as what you typed.
Yeah, what the hell? Wait, hold on. Let me check it. Maybe I typed it incorrectly.
How about this?
No, that's the one.
How about this?
Yeah, what's up?
Watch this.
What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to.
Here you go. Listen.
All right.
Please leave your message for
Arlil Rodriguez.
Oh god, I have to update the voicemail. What the fuck? Wait, so that is my number. Why the fuck am I receiving your message? Okay, I'm gonna have to start a new chat
Patreon
with you. Because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Arlil Rodriguez.
Arlil Rodriguez. I don't know how to socialize with the outside world. Okay, what the fuck is going on?
I'm glad we get.
So maybe I need to add. Maybe I do need to add your number again. So I'm going to do that right now, and I'll make sure to I'll expedite this in the editing process.
No, keep it in.
Wait, no, I just got it. Wait, what? Oh, you were blocked.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Why were you blocked? August 23rd. Oh, that was you!
What'd I do?
You texted me on August 23rd, and I couldn't because I don't have your name in as the, as like, I don't have it, like, I don't have B-Rob as a contact. I just thought, who the fuck spammed a message saying titty meat?
Come on, man. That should have been a dead giveaway.
I don't know what was going on August 23rd, but apparently I did not know. Well, I am remedying this now.
Mm-mm-mm.
There you go. Okay.
Goddamn.
We're all
blocking,
good. We're
blocking good the titty meat. Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I thought it was like spam or something.
I'm about to ask you about your insurance provider right now. See if you're happy with them. I'll show you how much of spam I am.
I've been getting that. I do get those messages all the time, and I don't like it. There's been a couple times that on my work phone, I'll get those messages. Or I think I get a message from someone saying, you have violated the Social Security something, something. It's like, what the fuck are you? How did you find my number at work? And two, how do you do that? How is that a thing to do? Like,
every phone number is listed.
Ah.
Is all in a directory. Mm-hmm. You can pay to have your number privatized, but that's something you have to pay for. but every number that is made, except for a select few, is public domain, pretty much. You know?
Yeah.
Except for here. Well, not here, but they just changed up the area code boundaries here and added a new area code. So there's like a fresh batch of numbers that are, you know, never been used before. Because every number that you have has been used before. So, I mean, yeah, that's how you get... Is Jim Bob there? No, this is not Jim Bob. Yeah, them scammers be doing that now too. Or the people that's trying to sell you some stuff, they'll be like, "Yes, is Michael there?" I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number." But okay, but since I got you on, I mean,
are you satisfied? No. I don't want to talk to you right now. You get the fuck off my phone.
So I've probably blocked everybody in North Carolina or whatever. The number that I sent you, my phone number, I've had that number for well over 10 years now. Never changed it. Because when I was stationed in North Carolina, that's where I got, you know, one of my first cell phones.
Yeah.
So I've had that number ever since then. And I think I bought a car out there in 2013, maybe. And I have been getting phone calls ever since asking me about the vehicle warranty on that vehicle. So anytime I see an area code that's like mine, automatic block. I've been stationed there total of my whole military career, 10 years or more.
Yeah.
So I hope to God that nobody's trying to get in contact with me from there, because I know a lot of people. But every area code that look like mine, block.
Block.
Block. They all trying to sell me some shit.
I think I get a lot of numbers from North Carolina for some odd reason, and I block those all the time. I immediately suspicious if anybody was calling out of state.
It's probably why you block me. That I have a North Carolina number.
Yeah, I apologize.
The titty meat. Come on now, who gonna spam you titty meat?
Let's see. What was going on August 23rd? That was a Sunday. So either I was asleep or I was depressed. One or the other.
Either or. Maybe you was sleeping because you were depressed.
That too.
Or depressed because you were sleeping.
Right? It's today. What the hell? Holy fucking shit. Look at the Lakers score right now. It's done, right? It's today. Oh! At the time of this recording, ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers are going up against the Heat in the NBA Finals in Game 6.
Hmm.
Apparently, the Lakers are winning.
Who got the lead? I mean, like, series.
I'm checking that right now. It is 36 to 64!
Shit.
Holy shit.
But who's winning the series, though? Like, who got the most wins?
The Lakers have 3. The Miami Heat have 2. Did you see Game 5?
I have not watched any of this poop.
it's kind of funny because... I must apologize to Rob on the air right now. I don't know why the internet deleted episode 26.
God damn it.
I don't know why that
clothesline sucks, right?
Exactly. I don't know why they just decided, no, we need to send this into the void of space. But incidentally, that when we recorded that episode, I think it was the Warriors versus, who was that against in the NBA Finals? Or maybe a playoff game.
Don't make me lie to you. That's why I do a podcast. I can record shit that I forget later. Now you have deleted one of my memories. Now I'll never get those back.
don't worry, audience, and don't worry, Rob. The episode has been I re-edited the episode, not fully. I didn't have to edit anything, honestly. I thought the conversation was really solid. Like, it was like actually really fun listening back to it, and it was also weird because we had scheduled this like weeks ago. Yeah. And then I found out that your episode was just gone. Like, 69 is fine, and 75 is fine, and 50 with Sean from Horribly Awkward. Oh god, what's his last name? Oh god.
Fuller.
God damn it. Okay. I'm going to edit this. I'm leaving it in. Sean, I'm sorry I forgot your last name. It's been a while.
Yeah. Anytime you speak of Sean, you can't edit that part.
No, I can't. Episode 50 was fine. So I don't know why. The only thing I could think of is that episode 26 had like a faulty link or something. And for some reason it was fine up until the last possible moment. And so I had to I'm telling you, Rob, this is what happened. I'm guessing this is what happened. I did not intentionally delete an episode. But I guess because... No, I'm serious, Rob. I'm serious.
I'm just nodding my head in agreement.
Thanks for listening. For more info and updates, visit randomchatterings.weebly.com. Until next time, take care, everyone.